You know, I'm sure Air Force officials thought they had put this scandal behind them when they had one investigation and reprimanded the top three leaders out there at Dover Air Force Base mortuary. But when there were new reports that partial remains were being buried at a nearby landfill and that two potential whistleblowers were actually fired for coming forward to talk about mishandling of some of the remains there at Dover, well, you know, yesterday in a briefing here at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said, not so fast. The solemn return of America's war dead to Dover is one of the U.S. military's most sacred ceremonies.
Let us pray.
Ready? Now.
Iconic images preserved forever in film. But a series of recent scandals has shattered the dignity of Dover. The partial remains of some service members have been cremated, then unceremoniously dumped into this Virginia landfill. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta declared that's unacceptable.
We have to send a clear signal to the American people that these kinds of actions that took place there cannot happen again.
But the problems at Dover don't stop there. Partial remains of other service members have been lost. In one case, a technician sawed off the mutilated arm of a deceased Marine so his uniform would fit for burial. Stan McDowell's son, Air Force pilot Mark McDowell, was killed in Afghanistan. Parts of his remains may be missing. McDowell now wonders about the rest.
You know, maybe there are some things that's not what I think they should be, but I'll never know.
Carolyn Lerner heads the U.S. Office of Special Counsel. Its investigation of Dover found gross mismanagement, violation of rules and regulations, and a pattern of dishonesty and misconduct.
We're talking about people who gave their lives for our country and who are due the highest level of reverence and respect.
Secretary Panetta ordered additional investigations into Dover.
Even though the top three leaders at Dover have been reprimanded, nobody's been fired. But Secretary Panetta says he's going to look into that, too, Craig.
Chief Pentagon correspondent Jim Mikliszewski in D.C. for us today. Mick, thanks. The father you just saw in that story there, Stan McDowell, joining me now live. Stan, good day to you.
Good afternoon, Craig.
When were you first made aware that there were remains that were missing?
It was last Saturday morning. My liaison, Todd Rose, and his superior, and a chaplain called me on the phone Saturday morning and gave me the information.
And what did they say? How did they say it?
Well, they first of all they were very respectful, and they pretty much told me the facts that they knew that there was a bag of remains that at one time had some remains in it, and then when it was moved from one location to another, someone noticed that the remains were missing. And